now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
It's time for Check of Sports on this Thursday, April the 7th. I'm Gary Lee. Well, the high school state baseball rankings are out, and some local teams have cracked the top 10 in their respective class. In Class 4, Hollister is at number 3, and Rogersville comes in at number 4. In Class 3, Hartville, number 2, Stratford at number 3, the Licking Wildcats are at number 6, and the Houston Tigers crack the top 10, sitting at number 8. In Class 2, the Gainesville Bulldogs are ranked at 10th. Congratulations. The Kansas City Chiefs made an addition to their defensive line, signing veteran defensive tackle Taylor Stallsworth away from the Indianapolis Colts. A four-year veteran, Stallsworth tallied 16 tackles, 12 quarterback hits, 4 tackles for loss, and 3 sacks last season while appearing in 16 games. It's opening day for the St. Louis Cardinals at home, and with more, here is your Redbird update.
We've been waiting a long time for the baseball season to resume, but opening day is finally here. Cardinals and the Pirates at Busch Stadium this afternoon with the first pitch at 3:15, and the man throwing that pitch is Cardinals ace Adam Wainwright. Now, earlier this week, Ollie Marmol, the Cardinals' new manager, talked about what it means to have Waino on the bump for a day like today.
I think it's going to be a pretty special day. For everybody involved, he's our horse. He's our guy that's going to take the ball and give us a shot on day one. But a lot of respect for Waino. What he brings to this club physically is important, and what he does for us on the mental side and emotional side in that clubhouse and just leading the way he does is phenomenal and hard to match. He'll be our leader. He'll take the ball opening day and help us get that W.
So we'll get it all started with pregame coverage beginning at 1:40. That includes all of the great opening ceremonies that come along with opening day. First pitch is set for 3:15 with Adam Wainwright going up against right-hander JT Brubaker. For the Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Kevin Wheeler.
Now, of course, again, you can catch every St. Louis Cardinal baseball game on KUKU Classic Country and KWPM News Talk Radio. On Thursday, April 14th, we're going to be honoring and recognizing West Plains Zizzer, Joe Bill Dixon, for his many years of service and retirement in 2021. This is all going to take place at the Zizzer Relays between 2:15 and 2:30 p.m. Everybody is invited and welcome to come. The Emmett Kelly Festival 5K Walk Run will be Saturday, April 30th. Walkers and runners will meet at Lone Star Plaza, 119 North Grand Avenue in Houston, with a check-in time of 7 a.m. Race start time is 8 a.m. There's going to be a $100 cash prize to the fastest female and to the fastest male runner. Also, prizes for fastest female and male in the age categories, including youth. If you need more information, call Ann at 417-967-3771, or you can register online, HoustonMo.org. And finally, in sports, the St. Louis Blues were on the ice last night, taking on Seattle Kraken, and the Blues get the win 4-1. The Blues will play Minnesota Friday, pregame 6:30, puck drop 7 p.m. Catch it all on Q94. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.